Hello and welcome, everybody, to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you have not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or news, pause this podcast, go watch it. Join us again for the fun along with that. Explicit content warning. We'll be cussing and stuff, so if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. Hello, everyone.
Mint.
How are you this week, Christian?
Mint.
Mint. Minty fresh, like the ice cream.
No, I need a shower.
Oh. Your rank.
Straight fucking mingin.
Straight mingin. So, what's new?
Nothing. Nothing is new.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. All right. Well, I started a new job, everyone.
Yes.
I work for a company now called Secure Transportation.
Yes.
We deal in a non-medical emergency transportation of Molina Health patients. Cool story. Yeah, that's about it, dude. I just want to take a moment, guys. So we were at Arden, right? Arden Fair Mall in Sacramento, California. And we came across this new store. It's called Box Lunch. And we spotted it from like across the way. And we're like, what is this? You know, we've never seen this before.
And it looked like a regular like hipster t-shirt store.
Yeah.
And we're like, whatever. But we're going to go in there anyway.
Yeah. So just the name alone has drawn us in. Piquing our curiosity. We could not control ourselves.
Yeah.
I'd be a good storyteller, I think. No, dude, the name was, I was like, what do they sell in there? Do they sell lunch boxes? I mean, that's the logical conclusion, right? But no, they don't, okay? It's pretty surprising, if you ask me. So, which is kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, the Hot Topic type of store where now it's all about pop culture and stuff like that. They sell Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, superhero stuff, Marvel, DC, anything real pop culture that you can really think about, like Doctor Who and, you know, all that good stuff.
Dragon Ball Z, Disney.
Yeah, yeah. But it's more focused, and it's a lot of the cooler items that you see. And it's really organized. I really love this store, to be honest with you. Like, just walking in, I was like, oh, wow, I was amazed. All these really cool design t-shirts and tanks and random knickknacks, you know, pops and... they had a wizard's chest from Harry Potter, which was freaking awesome. I plan to go back and buy that someday.
Yes.
And it was just really cool, dude. I really, really liked that store. And then, so, you know, we're shopping around and we, you know, get some friendly service. You know, people keep asking them, do we need help and whatnot. And then, you know, we come to the register and we, you know, we're talking to this beautiful, beautiful cashier. And she's telling us about their business. And apparently... they are linked up with, you know, those food donation places, like where charity organizations that help feed the hungry. Mm-hmm. And so what they do is every $10, they donate to help fight hunger, and it helps provide a meal for, you know, the less fortunate. And I thought that was so cool, man.
Yeah.
That I really felt that I needed to share it, because not only are they doing something so cool and so great, and you don't really see that often from businesses nowadays, but, you know, it was just in our realm.
Yeah.
It was just all the stuff that we talk about and like to do. That's what they were doing. And we're like, oh, dude, this is the best store ever. Had like, okay, so you see like the regular, like, you know, printed on designs for like, you know, our superhero stuff. But they had like fucking badass ones,
yeah,
dude. You know what I mean?
Sick ones.
It wasn't just like the ordinary variety. There was like a lot of like the design ones that you would have to like look online for instance.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. I really support this store. And I hope that if you guys live in the Sacramento area and are looking to shop for some pop culture type things, you should definitely go and check it out. It's called Box Lunch.
Yeah.
And you can find it in Arden Fair Mall.
Yeah. And tell them the Nerdy Boys, the podcast people, the guy with the pretend British accent and the other guy.
Yeah.
We sent you.
Yes. So, like, I wanted to take a picture of, like, their little sign so we could post it online and help advertise them because, you know, it's – I am a firm believer, you know, if you find a cause or a business that you really enjoy and believe in, you know, you should help promote them, you know, because it's just a good thing to do. And what they're doing over there I think is really great. Things that I always, aspire to do, so mm-hmm. – I thought it was just great that they're trying to help out the community around them instead of just making money.
Yeah, like their main social media is like Box Lunch Arden on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
So see if you can find them on Instagram, and that would be great. And support them if you're local here. I think they're actually out of Concord, Contra Costa County, from what like the owner, I think, was saying. But go check them out for sure. Like they have great stuff. They even have like Dragon Ball Z stuff, like you like, like different kind of anime stuff, pops. They have everything there. So
it's like imagine like a Hot Topic that's not as dungeony looking.
Yeah,
it looks like a really clean layout. Like everything's really organized. Like we walk into like Hot Topic next, and like I still love that store no matter what. But like everything's very cluttered and like kind of thrown around and stuff. Yeah. But that's always kind of been Hot Topic.
But this time it was even worse because they had like sale boxes. Like so they had like lines of boxes with just shit thrown in them. And
yeah,
stuff
just
too.
Like yeah, like
so.
Like, and apparently they are affiliates of them, from what somebody in Hot Topic was saying. I don't know if that's true or not, but they could be. But definitely go check the Box Lunch store out. It's very cool.
For sure. So. Good job, Box Lunch. Good job.
Good job. Nerdy Boys approved.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to get into some news.
There's a ton of news.
I mean, there's some, you know. But we're going to talk about that, the past 2 weeks of news, right now, because we're 2 weeks behind on news.
Yeah, ran out of time last week. But oh, well. Yeah. Let's move
on.
So
if you didn't know, last week I graduated. Last weekend I finished school. So I have a degree now, and I can be qualified to do things that I wasn't qualified to do, like, the day before, so whatever.
Sick one. Yeah. Congratulations.
But that takes up a lot of time with finals and stuff, so we only did our Game of Thrones podcast last week. But this week, we did Game of Thrones, and we're doing this, so.
Sick one.
Starting with some Arrow news, it looks like Stephen Amell's wrestling rival Stardust will be a guest star on Arrow. Who would have guessed that, right?
Right.
So it looks like this little playful feud started over Twitter a couple years ago and ended with Green Arrow or like Stephen Amell wrestling in his Green Arrow costume at SummerSlam. And it was pretty cool. And now it appears we're going over to television. Stephen Amell confirmed it at the Heroes and Villains Fan Fest, saying that he's going to be making a guest appearance on Arrow in an upcoming fifth season episode of the series. The details of who he's going to play in the series remain to be seen, but he did tease that you can probably expect Steven and I to get into another fight. So we'll see what happens. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if they just, you know, partner with like the WWE is like sponsoring it.
Right.
And like, he just plays his Gold Dust character.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did
that
something
either.
like that. It'd be kind of funny, kind of cool thing.
Yeah. So another Arrow news, it looks like Artemis will be making way into the show, but she's going to be played by Madison McLaughlin, who played the Black Canary impersonator Evelyn Sharp in the series. She's going to be the young Archer. She's going to be in a multi-episode arc starting with episode 2 of season 5, but we don't know if she's going to be good or evil.
Sick one.
But yeah, so in the source material, Artemis was the daughter of Golden Age comic book villains Tyrus and Sportsmaster, and would follow in her parents' footsteps as a supervillain. Most fans may know her best from the animated series Young Justice, in which she was a heroic member of the team, but still retained her dark past.
Sounds actually like a pretty good character. I mean, we pretty much figured that actress would stay on the show and she would develop into a different role other than the Black Canary, you know, impersonator. I'm pretty excited to see what she has to offer the show. And what do you think, Artemis, good or bad?
I think she'll be bad.
Like a bad vigilante that, like, Oliver's trying to save.
Like a rival for him, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be pretty sick, man. Yeah. All right, so we have some Walking Dead news. Chad Coleman cast as new Arrow. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. It's Arrow news that the Walking Dead's star, Chad Coleman, will be a new Arrow villain. He has been cast as Tobias Church for the upcoming season 5 of Arrow. The character is reportedly described as an imposing gangster looking to unite the various criminals enterprises in Star City under his own singular command. The outlet notes that the character will be making his debut in season 5 premiere of the series.
Well, so wait, wasn't this like the other guy that Vinny Jones played?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I was just about to say.
Yeah. So, all right.
Doesn't really surprise me. Some Flash news adds Harry Potter star Tom Felton as a season regular. You might not know who the name of Tom Felton is because you probably don't know much other than Harry Potter, but he is Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
He's the little shit Draco Malfoy. Well, of course we fucking knew that, dude. Shut fuck up. God damn it. You know, but other people might not know that, man.
Right.
Because let's be honest, I haven't seen him in anything else other than Harry Potter ever. And, you know, even if we probably did see him, we probably didn't even recognize him or something. I don't know. But Tom Felton, welcome to The Flash. I'm sure you'll do well. Have a lot of belief in The Flash and who they cast and what they do over there. So I'm sure there's a reason they brought you on.
Yeah. But are you going to tell us about who he's going to be?
He's supposed to be somebody in the CCPD. Oh, crime scene investigator with Barry at the CCPD who suspects that there's more to Barry Allen than just a good guy reputation.
Yeah. Boring character description.
Sick. But so he's going to be Patty Spivot.
All right. Macy Richardson Sellers will play the grandmother of Magdalene Etchikanowokis, Vixen.
Oh, well done, friend.
DC's Legend of Tomorrow has cast a new Vixen in Maisie Richardson Sellers, who appeared briefly in The Force Awakens, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
She'll play Amaya Jiwi, the grandmother of Mary McCobb, on season 2 of the Time Traveling Super Series.
Sick one.
So, yeah. And some Supergirl casting. Supergirl season 2 cast Linda Carter. She played Wonder Woman in the original Wonder Woman television show. Sierra's got to be thrilled about that. And she will be the president of the United States in Supergirl.
I feel like we already knew this. Because like I remember like going over some news about Linda Carter before, and we're like, oh, it only makes sense that she's coming to this show.
Right. Well, I don't think we talked about like her being cast yet, but I think her name's been thrown around for different things.
So. I just remember the president thingy and Linda Carter name. So I think this is like, it was like previously like a rumor kind of thing, but now it's confirmed, guys.
Yeah, so she will be in multiple episodes and will first appear in the 3rd episode of the show's 2nd season.
Gotham news. Gotham gets a new Poison Ivy with Maggie Gaea.
She's a fox.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name right, but it's Gehea.
It's either Gaea or Gaha.
Yeah. Gaha! All right, Gotham Season 3 will be seeing a new face on the block for one of its previously introduced characters, as WBTV has announced that Maggie Gaea has been cast as the new Poison Ivy for the series, previously played by Claire Foley in the first 2 seasons of the series. Ivy will be undergoing a transformation, as teased in her new character description, which reads, following an encounter with a monster from Indian Hill, Ivy Pepper finds herself reborn and one step closer to the DC villain she is destined to become. Poison Ivy, now a 19-year-old woman who harnessed the full power of her charms, she sets her sights on Bruce Wayne. Ooh,
what a fox. What a fox.
Oh, so, I'm so excited, dude. Poison Ivy is like one of my favorite sirens of Gotham.
Yeah. So when you first saw the news, you thought like they were going to do the time jump.
Yeah. No, I didn't read the article. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'm right, dude. I was like, oh, yeah. And I was going on and on about, I knew they had to fucking do the time jump. And then fucking Christian pissed all over my parade with fucking little wanker. Fucking, he's like, dude, no, it's actually, she's going under like a transformation from one of the people from Indian Hills, and just he rained on my parade so he can suck a dick, dude.
Yes. So we're given to believe that this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. train, that Ghost Rider might come to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because there's like a chain on the train and it's like on fire. And so it's like, hey, maybe Ghost Rider's coming. Because if you guys didn't know, Marvel got the rights back to Ghost Rider from Fox.
Sick
imagine
one.
Imagine that. It could also like be from JT James, who was in last season. He was the Australian mate. He also used a chain with fire in the comics. Not so much in the show. But what do you think? You think we'll see Ghost Rider?
I mean, it's a possibility. I don't foresee them introducing a big character like that through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., really. I mean, I don't really just see it happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too, like, because we got, what's-his-face? The black guy who became the robot. I forgot what his comic book name. Deathlok.
Yes.
We got Deathlok through the show, and he's kind of like a major comic book character, too, in a way.
Kind of. He is, but he's not. I mean, yes, no.
Is Ghost Rider made for movies? Like, his movies haven't been great. Like,
I think he's made for Netflix.
Yeah? I think so, too.
I mean, I think a Netflix series for him would succeed so well.
He's too
like,
big of a character to not be the entire focus of a show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just think it would be a mistake trying to force him onto Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where the focus isn't around him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think this is just another case of people reading too much into something.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you don't really know. There is some Lucifer news, new casting. Trisha Helfer joins Lucifer, is to become one hot mama, literally. The actress best known for her role in a manipulative, a Cylon 6 on Battlestar Galactica, and currently guest starring on PlayStation Network's Powers, has taken on the role of Lucifer's mother and God's ex-wife. In Fox adaptation of Vertigo Comics, in Lucifer's second season, Helfer will appear as the she'll be like her his mom, whatever.
Yeah.
I find it interesting though, attempting to give God a wife and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be great. I think she's gonna be all sassy.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. I think she'll for sure be sassy.
Yeah. So, Beast of No Nation star Abraham Atta joins Spider-Man Homecoming. Deadline brings the word that the boy has joined the ever-growing cast of Spider-Man Homecoming in an undisclosed role, because everybody's in an undisclosed role.
Sick one.
Fuck. Oh, you know who else isn't on this list? That got cast? No, we did talk about that, right? Donald Glover?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that. Sorry, go ahead.
More Spider-Man cast members added, and plus new set photos. We probably won't talk about the set photos. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they look cool. But, you know, that type of thing doesn't interest us. Production continues to chug along in Marvel's Spider-Man Homecoming, and even more cast members have been added to the roster, with Better Call Saul actor Michael Mando and Fargo actor Bokeem Woodbine would be joining the ensemble, the latter of which is said to be playing a villain, whether that means a named... What?
Nair.
Nair do well. What? I don't even know, dude. Comedian Hannibal Buress also set to Mr. Okay, dude. Can they stop fucking coming out with articles? Oh, hey, dude, this dude's fucking joining the thing. But we're not going to tell you what they're going to be playing.
Yeah, they don't want to give us too much, you know, too soon. And it's like, it sucks for us, because like, we're just like, oh, they're going to be in the movie. And then later, like, we read about who they're going to be, and we're just like, oh, okay, well, we already knew they were going to be in the movie. So nobody wants to fucking know now. Fucking too late.
Yep, you know, a bunch of pricks.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's like all the news from 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, there wasn't a bunch of news. I mean, we did make it to the 20-minute mark, guys.
We do have other future podcasts planned. I don't think we'll do them this weekend, but we do have some.
Yeah, there's some out there to be done.
Yeah.
We don't exactly know when, and we're going to stop probably trying to tell you when we're going to do them, because usually there's always something that actually comes up. when we actually try to do them. Mm-hmm. So we never actually get it done, and we don't want to let you guys down. So just stay tuned for them. I'm sure when we actually do record those episodes of NBR, we'll let you guys know. But, I mean, just some of them, for example, is our movie list of Marvel mm-hmm. and everything they've done. E3 and all that good stuff. I'm sure we have other ones planned.
Yeah, with the movie list, we have to kind of go over and see which ones we've seen and not seen, and if we're going to spend time watching them first or add them later or whatever we're going to do with that, right? Yeah. So then, like, E3, it's just a matter of, you know, getting it covered properly, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got to do some comic book talk podcast soon or something. We're going to be reading Fantastical Beasts and Where to Find Them, so maybe we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Preacher. It was great. I don't know if we're going to talk about that series at all, or maybe just mention it here or there. But, I mean, there's just so much going on, and we talk about so much different stuff, you know? So, now that Game of Thrones is over, I don't know where we're going to pick up the slack with, but we got plenty of stuff to do. So,
yeah, I mean, there's plenty of things that we can go over. It's just deciding what to go over.
Yeah. What do you guys want to hear? Like, yeah, that helps us a lot. So,
yeah. As always, make sure that you're following us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. Go like our Facebook page, add us on Snapchat. We have this cool website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. There's a forum section where you can start a thread and talk to us in the community. Also, there's some other features like articles and Christian's buy list, and there's a cool homepage slideshow of all of our Comic-Con and nerdy adventures that we go on. Yeah. So if that's something you're interested in checking out and you're not on Instagram, go to our website.
Yeah, make sure you rate and subscribe and all that good stuff on iTunes. We are brought to you ad-free and entirely free, which means we don't make any money. We just take all our time to do this for you guys.
Yes.
So thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening, guys. But I think that's all we have for you guys this week. We are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And as always, stay nerdy, boys. Nerdy boys.